This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Governor Ron DeSantis getting blamed by the left for climate change, huh? President Biden introduces a dead person at an event, and more questions around the shooting at Roxborough High School. And the blame, of course, being on, you guessed it, guns. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is my final morning show with you. Thank you for 3.5 fantastic years together. Moving to afternoons again on Monday, 3 to 7 p.m. It's funny, I just saw Jen from B101 in the hallway, and she said, congratulations. And I said, this is what I wanted. But I think there's still this... some people had wondered if this was my choice or not. 1,000% it's what I wanted. They tried to fight to keep me in mornings, but I wanted to be back in the afternoons for two reasons. Number one, I'm a night person. I'm not a morning person. I hate this time of day with a visceral hatred. I don't like morning people either, except for you, Dawn. I find them to be annoying. You know what I mean? They're chippy, all chipper, you know?
Yes.
I'm not a morning. God made me the way I am. I have to live my truth. I have to live my truth. God made me a night owl. You know, I'll stay up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night watching movies, and I'm not even tired. And I got to go, oh God, I got to try to make myself go to bed. That's after getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day during the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At night, I come alive. I come alive, baby.
Comes alive.
Come on, booby. Come I got to go out. It's nighttime. Carpe noche.
And thank you for your beautiful, you know, you gave me bunch of wine and a beautiful card.
Well, the wine is for you to drink to deal with the depression.
I know.
So that's, you know, the least
my
I
grieving.
Can do. Your grieving period.
Like the queen.
Like the queen
like
of England.
You grieved, you know, for two weeks. The queen.
Greg is celebrating and you're grieving and I understand.
I have a bottle of champagne here that I'm going to pop at 9:00.
Stop.
9:55. No, I got a bottle of champagne.
I gave him a bottle of champagne. He's thrilled. He could not be happier to be done with me.
I'm
8 years of having to deal with me. That's a long time.
And you wrote me this beautiful note. I'm trying to read your writing, and it says, thank you.
I have terrible handwriting. I write like,
says,
it's like Trump wrote it.
It's like, you are surprisingly talented.
I didn't say surprisingly.
And I'm so happy for all your Jesus.
It's not what I said. That's you cannot
it
read.
Like,
I'll translate it for you after the show. I write like a doctor on a ship, like in a hurricane, and the ship's just rocking, and I'm just I'll try to translate that for you. I know. When I was a kid, true story. I had straight A's until I got to handwriting class, and that was the first C I ever got in my life. I can't write with my hand. I hate it. My hand hurts. I don't like to. And then I switch between cursive and regular writing. You know what I mean? All the time. That's why I just tend to just text people. It's just easier.
Well, a lot of schools don't even teach it.
Good. Nobody should have to write anymore. Enough.
The nuns, they make you.
When I got to write a check, my hand hurts. Bridget does it. I do. I think I have a brain disorder or something where I can't properly.
Oh, you're a lot.
My signature looks like a EKG. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
But anyway, so I had a couple people in radio ask me, like, is this what you wanted? Congratulations. I said, hell yes, it's what I wanted. I want to live my truth as a night person. But secondly, the world has changed. Afternoons, breaking news, I like reacting to breaking news. I personally enjoy reacting to breaking news more than I do talking about what already happened. You know what I mean? Because I get bored of things so easily that by the time it happened, I get to talk about the next day. I'm like, I'm bored of that already. It happened yesterday. You know what I mean? So that's number two. Number three, let's face it, since COVID, afternoon drive is now, without question,
it's not
the superior day
it
part.
It's not. It's not.
The most important day part in radio now.
It's absolutely
true story. This mornings are now the lesser day part. It's just, look, it's just the way it is what it is. Let's just embrace the truth, shall we?
I'm not going to let you crap all over mornings.
I'm not crapping on mornings. It's the second most important day part. Why would I crap on mornings? I love mornings. As long as I'm not in it. He won't let me do this, Dawn. He just dumped that whole segment.
I know.
That?
See? Because you were talking
about... I thought you wanted a radio rivalry. I'm trying to give you the rivalry that you wanted.
Yeah, but not by essing all over a day part.
I'm not. I'm saying it's the second most important day part.
It's
How
not.
Is that essing all over
okay.
it?
Okay.
But if you say that afternoons are the second most important, aren't you then crapping on afternoons?
No. I'm putting you in afternoons because it is an important day part.
See?
I thought you wanted a rivalry.
I do.
I'm trying to give you a rivalry.
Nick said to me yesterday, he goes, you really want this rivalry bad, don't you? He goes, this may backfire. You may, like, we may both turn on you.
Yeah,
like,
no, we are actually even talked about that, he and I, of turning on you. Because I said, soccer is going to have us in a steel cage match soon. And Nick said, why don't we just high-five each other like a tag team and take him out? I said, that works for me. They really backfire, right?
My Frankenstein monsters.
We're going to turn on Stalker Dawn.
Fine.
It'd be great.
It's a sin.
No, in all seriousness, all the day parts are important. And you should turn the radio on in the morning and you should keep it on all the way. Just don't turn it off. I mean, that's the truth. All the day parts are important. Certainly Dawn 10 to 12, Dom 12 to 3, the old spot held by Rush Limbaugh, I would argue is a very, very important day part. And of course, Afternoon Drive and then Levin. After that. So, I mean, and then Dana Lash after that. So just keep the radio on all day or keep the app on. Every day part's important. But for the sake of Stalker's little radio rivalry fantasy, I'm going to continue to argue that afternoons are now the most important day part. There you go. You wanted this. You get what you wanted. I give you what you want and you're mad at me. Dawn, he's counting down the minutes till he's done with me. Can you hear it? Like a countdown clock in there. You hear that? Right, buddy?
Right, buddy.
Oh, come on. He wanted a rivalry, did
feelings.
He not? I hurt his feelings. Why?
See? No, you didn't hurt my feelings. My feelings are never hurt.
Yesterday was there's too much love between me and Nick. Now it's I can't figure it out. Now, Nick will actually be on the show later today. We're going to say hello to him, wish him the best of luck at 9 o'clock, and I'll vow to destroy him.
Destroy him? Oh, for the...
Yeah, because you want the rivalry, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at the Fetterman ad. It's on the internet where John Fetterman chased down an unarmed black man. John Fetterman falsely accused the man, triggering a confrontation with police. And the guy says, I mean, there's a mayor with a shotgun. What else could I do but stand there and put my arms up? Fetterman was unapologetic, saying, I did the right thing. John Fetterman, risky, reckless, wrong for Pennsylvania. That's a good ad paid for by the American Leadership Action Committee. And then the video switched over to the hot reporter with the condom on her mic.
I sent you the sound on that.
I know. I think Greg grabbed it.
Yeah.
With the cutie pie with the prophylactic on her microphone.
But I love that she's just like, yeah. You know, she doubles down, which
is
good.
She doubles down. She's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Want to do some news?
Yes. Let's do some news. This morning, we are Thursday morning, September 29th. 55 degrees, as this is, I guess, my final Zioli Show News Live, sponsored by...
No, it's not your final. You still have the news to do at 8:30 or 8:20.
Oh, that's true.
And
but it's my final Zioli Show News Live, sponsored by United Tire at 7 a.m.
You're going to have to say, it's Kale & Company News. Kale & Company News.
News. We do have a lot going on today. Now, there is a big hearing today at the Philadelphia Navy Yard, with this House panel holding a hearing today, and Zioli's going to have a great interview upcoming. This is Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner, and talking about, you know, the fact that he has reportedly willfully refused to tackle what many say is unchecked violent crime in the city. So the hearing is after a Pennsylvania State House panel voted to hold Krasner in contempt for failing to comply, they say, with the subpoena of the House Committee on Restoring Law and Order, and the committee is operating in tandem with a Republican, what began as a Republican-led effort to impeach Krasner. However, now it's a bipartisan effort, so now these hearings proceed today at the Philadelphia Navy Yard today and tomorrow. Of course, we will carry wall-to-wall coverage on this. We have a New Jersey grand jury indicting 14 corrections officers on charges stemming from what authorities have said was a brutal attack last year on inmates at the state's only prison for women. Now, attorneys for the guards say that they're gonna fight these allegations, but the grand jury handed up these indictments after a more than year-long investigation into these events at the Edna Mann Correctional Facility for Women in the community of Clinton. So this happening, it's a big scandal that we've been covering, of course. Indictments are the latest developments in a state criminal probe resulting in a significant fallout, including the Department of the State's new corrections commissioner and Governor Phil Murphy's declaration that he will close that prison. So we've been following that one. Philadelphia police, as well as the feds, ATF, they are investigating and releasing new information after an SUV was found in Southwest Philadelphia, they say. They believe that SUV was the one used in that deadly shooting outside Roxborough High School that we've been talking about. And so this SUV was found in the parking lot of Dream Boutique, 6,000 block of Passyunk Avenue. And so they're saying that this SUV was the one that you see on newly released video showing a group of gunmen waiting inside the SUV, then running out, opening fire as a group of high school football players finish and then walk off after a scrimmage game, and the shooting killed one 14-year-old, wounding four other teenagers. The teens are between the ages of 14 and 17 years young, and the shooting killed 14-year-old Nicholas Elizalde, who authorities say appears to be an innocent victim, was not targeted, but was ultimately perhaps collateral damage in what was a targeted attack. There's now a $45,000 reward from the city as well as from the feds to find and convict whoever did this. And these suspects are considered, of course, armed and dangerous. A lot of reaction in the community, but also from our Philadelphia Eagles, as, for example, quarterback Jalen Hurts saying, "I pray for change," and he's praying for those teenagers involved, their families, and the community. So that's one of the stories making headlines this morning. There's another story upcoming about Penn State's Beaver Stadium will begin this Saturday selling something they've never sold before at the stadium. So that's a tease that I will story I'll have upcoming for you, but what will be sold coming up this weekend?
Look at you teasing.
At Beaver Stadium.
What a tease you are.
What a tease I am. We have, our fills. Before I get to the forecast, our fills, a very tough loss, 4-2 loss to the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field last night for a Phils team that's obviously struggling so badly to lock down its first playoff berth in more than a decade. It's a rough morning. Phils have lost 9 of their last 12 games, and their hold over the final NL wildcard spot is down to just a teeny-weeny half game. So the Phils and the Cubs close out their season series this afternoon at Wrigley. Another Phillies loss would leave the Phils tied with the Brewers for that final NL wild card spot with just a week to go. And so the Phils have not had a winning September since 2017. So we've had some ugly Septembers. Gotta do it. Gotta get her done in Chicago and not get swept in Chicago, okay? We will have the rain sweeping through our region with the remnants of Ian striking our region. So let's talk about the all-important NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Today, 70 degrees. It'll be a, you know, partly cloudy day with the sun peeking through, but enjoy it today because we have a stretch of rainy, cloudy days as we feel the remnants of Ian that, of course, is leaving so many millions without power and flooded out in Florida. So tomorrow for your Friday, 67 degrees, overcast, steady rain. Saturday, we get the worst of it. Saturday, raw, rainy, windy, 60 degrees. And then Sunday, cloudy, spotty showers, 61. More rain in the morning than the afternoon as we begin to clear out. But we're in for some, you know, yucky, raw, rainy weather. And that is coming through for us for sure. So we know that first responders are headed from our region, are headed to Florida as I speak. So trying to help out with many people trapped in their homes, flooded out homes, especially in Southwest Florida. It is back to school time. United Tire has some A-plus deals now through September 30th. United Tire will be offering a rebate up to $150 on select Goodyear tires. Your kids deserve the best. United Tire is here for you. Don't drive alive. Don't drive alone. See, I'm thrown because it's Scioli's, you know, last day with us. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
But not last day on the station.
Right. Scioli's leaving us in the mornings and going to the afternoons.
Right.
So we won't be waking up. See, I will no longer be waking up with Rich Scioli.
Some people wake up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They do.
Well, don't
drive alone.
There's all
kinds of people. Don, I've been trying to identify as a morning person now for several years.
You have?
And I have to live my truth.
You have to live your truth.
I have to live my truth.
So you identify as an afternoon person.
No, I am an afternoon person, Dawn. I've been trying to identify as a morning person. Can't do it.
All right.
God made me who I am. No, there is. There's a Carcadian rhythm or something, I think they call
Circadian.
It. Right. Look at me trying to be all science-y.
I know. All science.
Sorry, do United Tire, please.
Science. No, just don't drive alone.
Blinded me
drive
with
United.
Science.
And this, and by the way, that United, you know, tomorrow is September 30th. So TikTok, get moving. They have A-plus deals through tomorrow. United Tire. That is 7 a.m. edition. It's the Scioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. 855-839-1210 is the number. If you'd like to weigh in today on everything we are discussing a little bit later in the show, we're going to let you decide, or we'll decide for you, what's better, the original version of the song or the cover version of the song. I'm very excited for that. Are there any ones we're taking off the table, like Hurt or anything like that, Greg?
Well, we can take whatever you want off the table. I was going to, you know, start with Hurt.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, do whatever you're going to do. I was just curious because I know, like, when Dom and Dan do their contest, they take certain things off the table. I don't think you need to. I was just wondering, you know?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you need to, especially not that one, but I was just curious. All right, so we'll do that later in the show. If you have any suggestions, feel free to send them our way on Twitter. All right, and we got more to discuss, including Joe Biden announcing a dead person at an event. Why do Democrats and the White House keep pretending like Biden has not lost his freaking mind? Why the great pretend here? And it's very obvious to me that other Democrats don't want to pretend. People like Gavin Newsom, who's definitely running for president, Governor Phil Murphy, King Philip the Unaccountable, and yes, Burn to Run, Bernie Sanders, telling, and we played it yesterday, CBS News, he may be running for president. So we may be feeling the burn again in 2024. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you own a business, it has been such a rough ride, hasn't it? Getting through the pandemic to inflation now, dealing with what's happening in the economy. I'm sure you could use a break. So if your business has 5 or more employees and you managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate up to $26,000 per employee. So how do you get it? How do you cut through all that red tape and get your business the refund money you deserve? You go to GetRefunds.com, and the team of tax attorneys they put together, they're highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. This is their thing. This is their skill set. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you. They'll do all the work, no charges up front, and they simply share a percentage of that cash they get for you. So to find out if your business qualifies, you want to go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available right now for a limited amount of time. Do this. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
From Essington to Cochranville, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And on the free Odyssey app.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Well, we hope you've had the time of your life. I certainly have.
You're killing me here.
I'm not playing the music.
You know, and this is the song they play at every, you know, the 8th grade graduation, the high school graduation. I'm sitting here just listening to Green Day and looking back at, you know,
Seinfeld
in the Oval Office. with Rich Scioli and Wildwood.
Remember that was fun. Wildwood? Remember we went to the Oval Office? That was a good time.
And the three of us. And I'm in my polka dot skirt.
Wildwood. That was. Yep. We had great times. 8 years we've worked together. 8 phenomenal years. Best team in radio by far. No question about it. Unprecedented. No doubt. Greatest producer in radio, Greg Stocker. Greatest news person slash co-host on Stensland. Absolutely the greatest. And I will miss you both dearly. But not really, because, I mean, I'll see you all the time. I mean, I'll miss working with you, I mean.
Yeah.
But I won't miss beating the pants off the morning show. That's right, because Greg got to do the...
That's not true.
He doesn't want me to say goodbye. He wants me to do a rivalry. So I'm doing it. I'm trying.
Goodbye. We're here tomorrow. We're here Monday.
Exactly.
You'll be here Monday.
I mean, I'm not
no
here
goodbye.
Monday because I got to take Friday off because it's what I do. But theoretically speaking,
it's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Michael Pelka will be in tomorrow.
Stump Brain Michael Pelka will be in tomorrow for my last show. It's just so fitting, isn't it?
Yes.
Just the end of Friday with me not here.
It 100% is.
It really is. Yeah. Yep. It really is just so fitting.
You with a giant bird to the... Wow, okay.
No, that's not. Don't say that.
No, it's not
that's
true.
Not true.
Okay.
Terrible thing to say. Yeah. Not true. Okay. The truth is I have something very personal I got to do tomorrow, which I don't want to say on the air, but it's...
Stop.
Remember the DNC with the hate chicken?
Oh, okay, enough.
The hate chicken was great.
We remember.
The hate chicken.
Everybody remembers. It was
our live broadcast there.
Yes.
Going to the RNC.
It was wonderful. We'll continue doing all of that.
Remember how mad the Bernie supporters were?
Remember,
DNC,
no.
And then the fence around South Philadelphia.
And you got to go through booking. Remember that, too. Got to go through booking. No, it's been a blast. And the best is yet to come, though. It really is. Yeah, the best is yet to come for all of us.
Of course.
That's the truth. Better than ever. I won't be as cranky. What?
What if this is as good as it gets?
Stop! My Lord!
It's a movie reference.
You are ridiculous.
I'm sad over here.
That's fantastic. What if it's as good as it gets? Stop! All right, well, listen, we still got a show to do here, people, so we got to rally. We got a rally, and particularly after rally, since I've done no show prep. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Coming up, we'll let you hear John Fetterman, the ad against John Fetterman with about the unarmed black man that he pulled the shotgun on. Representative Amon Brown is going to be my guest at 8 o'clock today. We're going to talk about what happened at Roxborough and all the violence that's plaguing the city, all of the criminals who are plaguing the city, and we got some amazing audio for you as well. So do not go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know, what QC Kinetics is doing for people here is nothing short of amazing. I'm talking real lasting relief from joint pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments with advanced regenerative medicine, non-surgical alternatives. So if you're living with that joint pain, maybe from an injury or arthritis, don't let them tell you that steroids or pain meds or surgery are your only options. No. Thanks to QC Kinetics, which uses regenerative treatments, it can restore and repair the damaged tissue. And maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis, and you were told you need a replacement. Just call QC Kinetics now for an alternate way to deal with the pain. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by injury as well, like maybe a torn meniscus or a rotator cuff. Just call QC Kinetics now. Don't keep living with that pain. Learn how regenerative medicine can, yes, give you your life back. No drugs, no surgery, no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Now the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk with Rich Zeoli.
A college football player apologizes for praising the new Italian prime minister. John Fetterman being called out for that time he chased down an unarmed black man with a shotgun. And Joe Biden introduces a dead person. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here today. Thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got some great audio for you this hour. A little bit later in the show, your chance to see Dana Carvey at Parks Casino this weekend. Yes, absolutely. And we're all watching, of course, Florida and the amazing devastation by Hurricane Ian. And I was watching CNN yesterday and Fox News. I kept flipping back and forth, mainly watching CNN out of curiosity to see if they were going to take Ron DeSantis' press conference, which they did ultimately go to that. But in the backdrop of that, they were showing these idiots who were climbing over these gates and these barriers to go out onto a pier in the middle of the storm in Fort Myers. And they were jumping in the waves. And there were, I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but, you know, I mean, I thank God they were okay. But the storm was clocking at very close to Category 5 winds at the time. And these yahoos were jumping in the ocean and running around. Ah, these crazy kids. In another terrifying video, a Florida man uploaded footage of him trying to ride out the storm in a boat. The Miami boat owner posted the video Tuesday to much shock online. He said, I have to make sure that the floating home makes it unharmed. And look, I understand, you know, there was a lot of questioning yesterday by the media. How could anybody defy an evacuation order? Well, first of all, a lot of people want to stay with their homes and see if they can protect them. Some people, they said they just didn't have time because the order changed. It got there too late. Like in some places, they were not under an evacuation order. Then it came down. And also, too, as Governor Ron DeSantis said, you know, even though it's a mandatory evacuation order, we're not going to, the local officials don't go in there and grab you by the shirt collar and pull you out. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I was checking on my friends and my family who were down there, because I do have family down there. And, you know, luckily, for the most part, they had gotten out, but some had not. And, you know, it was a very, very harrowing day for them. No question about that. And now, of course, the test will be, how does Ron DeSantis handle the recovery efforts and the rebuilding? Now, the media is rooting for him to fail, which is a shame, because they should all be rooting for him and rooting for Florida. He's the governor. They should be rooting for him in this. You know, there was a time when we just kind of put politics aside and we all rallied. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember how the media praised Chris Christie for the infamous Obama hug after Superstorm Sandy. But at the time, they said, well, this is the bipartisanship America needs. You know, we put our differences aside and we all come together in light of this. But I mean, the media assault on DeSantis has been, it's been crazy what they've been doing going after this guy. And of course, they are hoping, as the ladies on The View alluded to yesterday, hoping that he'll somehow screw this up and his poll numbers will drop and he will lose re-election to Charlie Crist. DeSantis is up for re-election. And they want this guy stopped now. They want him gone because they're very worried. If Trump doesn't run, DeSantis is going to have a straight shot to the nomination, and he probably will. And then they think that nobody can really beat him. And I agree with that assessment. I think that if DeSantis is the nominee, particularly if he's running against Gavin Newsom, just put those two records side by side, and I think it's game, set, match right there. So they are hoping beyond hope that this will not work out well. And that's a damn shame. To root against Florida right now, to root against him, to root against the people, I mean, millions of lives affected by this, is a terrible, terrible thing. But you know the glee and the giddiness they all have in their hearts, thinking that maybe this will be the thing that finally gets rid of Death Santis. They've hated this guy from day one. You remember during COVID. I mean, they mocked him. They belittled him. He was Governor Death Santis and all the other, as they all escaped to Florida themselves to try to get out of the chaos of their lockdown states, New York, California, et cetera. All these politicians who went down to Florida in the middle of COVID and were at the same time yelling about Death Santis. So they want him gone. They want him stopped. And even yesterday, when you'll hear the audio, I mean, Joy Reid mocking him for saying, you know, he's battling with Mickey Mouse in the middle of a hurricane. So that's their sad, tragic goal. And I think it's a statement of our political times, which we cannot even just put this stuff aside for long enough to just help out and roll up our sleeves and, you know, be a fellow American for 5 minutes. Just be a fellow American. And it's a new phenomenon, and it's driven by this acceptable hatred you're now allowed to have for your political enemies. And I'm sorry to say it, but it largely comes from the left. You know, it's the same reason why certain people on the left won't date Trump supporters. You know, they don't want to be roommates with them in college. I mean, what the hell is it? Whatever happened to the loyal opposition? You know, you disagreed on stuff vehemently, passionately. I'm not saying you should ever sell out your beliefs. Hell no. That's the opposite of what I believe. I think you peacefully fight for what you believe in. I mean, our country was founded on that. I don't live in fantasy world. I don't pretend like America was ever united, and I don't think America will ever be united. And that's okay. We politically speaking, we never have been. I'm a student of history, and I've read both the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist papers. And the debate back then was the size and scope of the federal government as it is today. I mean, Alexander Hamilton and the central bank and Jefferson's problems with that, and on it goes. I mean, we didn't just kick out the Brits and then all sing Kumbaya together in Independence Hall. It's not how it happened. And foolishly, I think we sometimes think that and think this is a new phenomenon. It's not. Our politics are divisive. But we've also always had times, 9/11, World War II, Pearl Harbor, and yeah, after really bad storms where we kind of just said, all right, put that aside for the moment. We got to work together here. But we're not doing that now. And I see that. And the hatred. I mean, I was listening yesterday to Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, who one time was a Republican. And, you know, I listen to this stuff so you don't have to. And I listened to it out of curiosity because I was really curious. Is Nicole Wallace a person who comes from that fake world of, you know, this John McCain bipartisanship, as if John McCain was some great bipartisan, and this idea that Democrats all embraced him, which, of course, is not the case. They called him a racist and accused him of being a sexist. You know, Mitt Romney, binders full of women. You remember how they all went crazy after that? Liz Cheney, who we played you the audio of Chris Hayes saying that she's Satan, basically. But they love her now because she hates Trump. So it's like useful to this person, or that person. But I'm listening yesterday, and they're just trashing DeSantis for his opinions on climate change, as if somehow that's going to change the direction of the hurricane. You know, if only he had just believed in climate change being a man-made phenomenon, if only Death Santis had just believed, but it's anti-science. And then hinting around the edges of why people don't follow the evacuation orders, you know, not outright saying it, but hinting at the edges that, well, it's because they don't really believe in science. They're MAGA Republicans who just don't believe in science and believe in nature and believe in following orders. And, you know, that last part, following orders. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right? These were evacuation orders and they didn't follow them. And oh, the heavens to Betsy that people would want to risk it or chance it or have been through storms before where they know that it was not a big deal. And they wound up regretting having left their homes. I'm not judging them. I mean, if it were me, I probably would have got the hell out of there in all seriousness. I would have. I would have packed up and I would have gone north. I would have. That's what I would have done. Not because I was ordered to, but just because I just, you know, with kids and everything like that, I wouldn't want to be there and risk anything. That's me. But I understand why some people may choose a different tactic if they don't have small kids or elderly or they're healthy and they want to stay behind and see if they can do whatever they got to do, bail water out of their homes, whatever, to save their property and save their homes. I understand. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're terrible people, but to listen to MSNBC yesterday, you would think these people were, you know, Satan incarnate with the way that they were defying the orders of the very same governor that they mock and and belittle as DeSantis. So I hope that everything goes well. I hope that the recovery is fast. It's swift. The lights come back on. The water gets bailed out and everybody can get back to rebuilding, which is going to take a significant amount of time. And yeah, you know, Florida's going to have to work with the feds and they're going to have to work on this together. And you're going to see that, I hope. But because it's an election year and because they know that they have a chance now possibly to get rid of DeSantis, they are going to, every opportunity they get, blame him for anything and everything that they possibly can. And that is the reality of the situation that we are dealing with today. Dr. Mike Veneria, my buddy and the master of the dental implants, the man himself, he is going to give you a great smile. What are you waiting for? We all trust Dr. Veneria and his team in the Zeoli household. So if we trust him, you can trust him too. He is the best dentist in South Jersey and voted best dentist for 9 consecutive years. But if you're not in South Jersey, don't worry, because he's worth the trip. And his office in Cinnaminson is right by the Betsy Ross Bridge. He also has an office in Woodbury, New Jersey as well. And Dr. Mike knows that patients have a choice, a clear choice to make when choosing dental implants. So reach out to him today and you will be grateful. Schedule your free consultation today. I've experienced his care and expertise personally. Locations are right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. My buddy, my dentist, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VenariaDental.com.
What's on the cut sheet?
Yes, on this Thursday, my final What's on the Cut Sheet edition, part one, here in Morning Drive.
What's on the Cut Sheet, part one, on this Thursday, Rich, is sponsored by Keystone Window. When you search online for new replacement windows, you go to keystonewindow.com. 0% interest, zero payments for 12 months. Better windows and honest price. KeystoneWindow.com for Energy Star windows. Request a quote now at KeystoneWindow.com. Thank you, Keystone Window. I figure, Rich, for the last What's on the Cut Sheet for you and Morning Drive, that, and by the way, we are going to continue with this.
You are going to continue with this.
Of course. Of course. It's the benchmark segment of this morning show.
Benchmark segment. There we go.
I figure it's almost like he knew that you were leaving Morning Drive, because yesterday, ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo released a video about announcing his return to public life. He said he wanted to move forward.
The love gov is back.
A little more than a year after the threat of an all but certain impeachment forced him to resign in disgrace, he released an eight minute video.
Of course.
Where he talks about,
which could have been said in 37 seconds, by the way.
Well, in the very beginning of this, he talks about a summer. You know, like how when you go back to school, you tell everybody about all the fun things you did in the summer. So he starts off this video by telling everybody what he did for his summer vacation.
Hello. It's good to be with you. I hope you had a good summer, and we have a lot to talk about to catch up.
Oh, boy.
After working 24-7 in public service for many years.
24-7. Never had a day. Never had a minute off. 24-7. Never had a second.
Never.
Time engaging in something called life. I had a lot to make up for. I've spent a lot of time with my three daughters, my mother, who was in her golden years, my friends, sisters, and my brother. I even had time to do the things I like to do.
Oh, boy.
I spent a lot of time in nature, hiking, on the water.
I was trying to become one with nature. I took the road less traveled, and for me, that made all the difference. I was out there with the birds and the bees. One.
You weren't nude, were you, Governor?
There were times, not like my idiot brother, the lesser.
He did mention him, yes.
Where I was nude, but not on camera. And I heard the sounds of the frogs, and I thought, now's the time for a comeback.
I like to work with mechanical things. So I've been working on restoring cars, a boat, and an old Harley Davidson motorcycle that I will get to run even if it kills me. The past few months gave me a
In fact, I'm also working at United Tire as a mechanic.
No, that's...
If come in for an oil change, 1995, I'll also rotate your tires.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know he was sunlighting at United Tire. It's
well,
not,
I needed the money, and I thought maybe some hot broad will come in a convertible. I could check up tire pressure.
You know what's funny is that I could totally see him. Now you have that image in my head. I could totally see him with the work shirt on, with the grease on his face,
yeah.
You know, with a car up on
with
the lift.
Andrew, like, written on the shirt,
yeah.
You know, in the little patch, Andrew.
He has the wrench and he's, you know, tapping.
Some people used to call me governor. Now they call me Grease Monkey. And I'm okay with that because I am like Grease Lightning.
Okay. I didn't realize he was like Grease Lightning. Okay. He continues.
On people and even on life. I have seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've seen both extremes, the worst in politics and opportunism, but I've also seen the best in government and service.
All the things I did were the best in government.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I saw the bad in what my enemies did to me. I saw the good in what I did. Am I right?
Yes.
I've not heard this before.
Yes.
I believe at the end of the day, I will be the better for it. And I want to move forward and focus on what is really important to our country. I believe our democracy is in peril and that this is a critical look around us.
Oh boy.
We have real problems to solve. But we are more divided than at any time since the Civil War.
Oh boy.
No one talks. Everyone yells, and no one believes anyone. It's all about partisan and personal politics rather than sound and smart policy. Social media has created a critical Roman Colosseum that encourages the loud and the mean and the outrageous. The heated rhetoric of the extreme minority dominates the dialogue. Defund this.
Defund this. I got you defund right here. Defund this. Dude, that was your party with the defund this, just for the record. It was your people.
Defund this. Condemn those. Cancel that. Lock out them and do it now.
You did all those things. All those things. You tried canceling people. What are you? Okay. I never understood the problem with cancel this until I got canceled.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't his brother, like, allegedly doing that to reporters? He was trying to have them kill stories and stuff?
Yeah, 100%. And how many times was he like, that person's not welcome in New York with their opinions and their views. We don't want them here. That's not New York. I never understood the problem with cancel culture until yours truly was canceled.
It's true.
I've never understood the problem with defund this until they defunded me as governor.
Tragic. Great point.
It's not about the truth. It's not about the facts. It's not about what's right. It's not about what's smart. It's a Twitter mob, but the mob has power. And many
not like the mob that my dad dealt with back in the day. Different mob, for the record. May you live in peace. Rest in peace, Pop.
I mean, to your point, Richie, his father was allegedly tied to a lot of those, you know, with the, was it the Javits Center or whatever?
There were so many.
Yeah.
I remember even Saturday Night Live made a joke about it once when he came out and said, I have mob ties. Why he wasn't going to ever run for president.
Lest the mob turn on them. In fact, many vie to lead the mob. I'm also going to be doing a weekly podcast.
Because why not? Everybody in America and his mother has a podcast now. Why not me?
Can you imagine that podcast?
How long it's going to take? Will the guests get a word in edgewise? Here's my podcast, the first edition... 6.5 hours. Strap on in. I got a lot to say.
Okay, so he's going to be doing a podcast, Rich.
I'm also going to be doing a weekly podcast to hear what's on your mind and to discuss ways to help improve the situation. Now, this forum will be different. My intention is to speak the full truth, unvarnished, from the inside out, frank and candid. As a person who's been in the room many times for many years and knows these people and knows their games, and as a person who actually did the job. This show will have different formats, but more than anything, I want to have the conversation with you.
Now, by conversation, I mean I'm going to lecture you for hours on end about how good I was as governor to help you reminisce about all my achievements and accomplishments, to remind you how I was there for you.
By the way, just curious, he's not going to be on live radio. He's doing a podcast. So,
yeah.
So podcasts are normally recorded. They're not live anywhere, most of them. So how is he going to be talking to the people?
What I'm going to do is look at the very same social media I just trashed and find comments from people about how great I was. And I'll read them on the air.
Okay.
Example like this. Matilda, that's my mother.
Yeah. Oh, no. Here we go.
At Matilda underscore Cuomo, you were the best son I ever had.
Poor Chris.
Poor Lesser.
Yeah.
You say I'm somehow less than.
You are. Because we do. I do. And I started that, and other people have copied it. I'm fine with it, but that's just the reality.
Because it is about you.
It is about you and what I did for you and how I saved you and oh, how I made your life better.
He did. That's true.
And you having the right information and your political will to make a difference.
Okay, so there we go. He also says he's going to be starting a PAC, Rich.
I got a PAC and a podcast.
To elect people that want to get the job done is his quote. So
the name of the podcast is going to be called Defund This with Andrew Cuomo. I got your defund right here. And yes, I may wish death upon my political enemies. And I'm going to tear down that whore, Kathy Hochul, if it's the last thing I ever do in life.
It's not.
And all those bimbos and floozies who didn't understand that when I groped them in the elevator, it was my culture. Because I'm Italian.
Let's move on, shall we? President Joe Biden. Man, this is... I'm sure everybody's heard this audio, but I just don't know what to say. So Representative Jackie Walorski was killed in a car accident in August, and Joe Biden was looking for her at the speech he gave yesterday.
I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
Because she's dead.
Wow.
That is awkward.
Oh, my God.
That is really, really awkward.
So they were, Karine Jean-Pierre was actually asked about this many times in the White House. It was a very uncomfortable White House press briefing yesterday. So three different reporters asked her about this. And she said, well, take a listen.
Final one. Sure. What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room. What happened there?
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman.
Casper, the friendly ghost. Abraham Lincoln, the ghost of Lincoln, and some others, too.
Family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president.
Oh,
he looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
I totally understand. I just explained
I totally
she was on top of mind.
Yeah, top of mind.
You know, this wasn't.
Maybe he's like the kid in The Sixth Sense. Sees dead people. Oh my God. Maybe Biden's got that gift. I'm just throwing it out there. It's possible. Anything's possible.
Oh my Lord.
This wasn't what we were able to witness today, and what the president was able to lift up at this conference, at this event, was how her focus on wanting to deal with combat food insecurity in America.
Wow.
And this is something that he was lifting up and honoring. And again, he knows that he's going to see her family this coming Friday. There's a bill signing that's going to happen in renaming a VA clinic in Indiana after the late Congresswoman. He knows that he is going to see her family, and she was a top of mind.
Wow. If she was a top of mind, well, so I'm going to skip over because another reporter asked her to clarify what she was saying, and she goes on a 2-minute tirade about it. And then a reporter, so she can't get off of the subject, and the whole thing kind of erupts into a bunch of reporters asking the same questions.
I'm going to return to this question of the Congresswoman, and I think we all totally get why she's top of mind. You've made that case pretty effectively.
Well, thank you.
I think the confusing part is why, if she and the family is top of mind, does the president think that she's living and in the room?
I don't find that confusing. I mean, I think many people can speak to sometimes when you have someone top of mind, they're top of mind, exactly that.
Wow.
And it is also, if you put it into the context, it's not like it happened outside of context, right? It happened at an event. Where we were calling out the champions, congressional champions in particular, of this issue, this important issue when it comes to food insecurity, something that this administration has led from the beginning of this administration.
This is
not just
so bad.
Oh my God!
Country.
Just say the president made a mistake and move on.
Yes.
Just say the president made a mistake and move on. This is so bad. This spinning from the fembot.
There's like 30 seconds left, and it's worth hearing.
Talk about food insecurity last week at the UN, and the investments that we have put forward as the United States of America in helping deal with that. Look, he was at an event you all saw, you all watched, which is why you're asking the question, right? Where he was calling out again congressional leaders, a bipartisan leadership that we have seen on this particular issue, and. Again, he's going to see her family in just 2 days, and she was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Kareen, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere.
When you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, then we can have this conversation. Okay, go ahead.
It shows one thing, Mr. Hooper. You wealthy college boys don't have the education enough to admit when you're wrong.
Wow.
I'll quote Quint from Jaws there. I know we have to get to our guest, but we'll do more of this in a matter of moments. But let's open the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.